Episode 1058, The Prayer for a Miracle.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy every day it is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and I pray that your weekend has gone above and beyond anything you can imagine. Hopefully you're not too stressed already, because it's just the beginning of a new week. And today, it's all about the prayer for a miracle. Are you ready for some reflection? We're going to dive deep. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already haven't had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and to sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, scrambling to get through the day seems to be the norm nowadays, and it just exhausts all hope. When will it slow down? The prayer for a miracle. The thing is, all the scrambling and running around and trying to get it all done, you still don't get what you want. And when you don't get what you want, you become impatient and frustrated. How do you handle waiting? Maybe waiting for that perfect job, the perfect home, the perfect lover, the perfect bank account. It's so hard being patient. We are programmed to work hard for a quick return on our investments. But it is Christmas, and I can't help but go back and think a little bit deeper and a little bit longer, way back when, some 2,000 years plus ago. What do you think Mary would have thought? Yes, the Mary, Mother Mary, who gave birth to Jesus. You know, she was told she would give birth to the Son of God. And on top of that, she wasn't even married yet. Talk about stress. Talk about being impatient. Talk about a return on investment. Talk about impossibility. Plus, having a baby doesn't happen overnight. Come on, you know. If you've been around children or have had your own, you know that having a baby, giving birth, takes months to get to the point where, yes, you can actually deliver the child. And here she would carry the Son of God in her womb to term and wrap him in swaddling clothes and lay him in a manger. Do you think if she would have put a time limit on the birth of Jesus or told God, you know what, I'll have your son, but you got to make this quick. Do you think she would have won? Crazy question, huh? No, she wouldn't have won, because it was all in God's timing. He did create childbirth after all. I know we probably all have a little beef with that. We can talk about that one of these days when we get to heaven with him. But really, we have no place to rush God's perfect timing, his heavenly timing. But that leaves you here, doesn't it? Wanting something different than you have now. Whatever that is, maybe you're stuck in the middle of a struggle, that pain, and it hurts, a challenge. Maybe you're trying to finish up your school semester, and you're just hoping that you'll get through, you'll just get by, not even getting A's, but just getting by. Maybe it's that you're, I don't know, wandering, asking the question, who am I? My kids are growing older and I'm not getting any younger, but I don't feel like I'm living out my purpose. I feel like there's more. That question, the prayer for a miracle. It's hard being patient. And when you have to be patient, that means you are in waiting. The crazy thing is when you look in the Bible, the word patient in Greek means long-suffering. A lot of things that we're taught in our life comes from pain, comes from long-suffering. And I don't think that's God's way of being mean. I think it's God's way of getting our attention. Why? Because we're so easily distracted. We want our own return on investment, ROI. What is it? And God says, well, what's mine? It is a two-way street. But it's interesting how when we want something, we see things only one-sided. Think about your child. Have you asked him what he wants for Christmas yet? Has she written the list? Well, read the list. That list probably doesn't have a lot of things that bring everybody together. It's what they want, right? The individual, your son, your daughter. Every once in a while, maybe you get lucky and they'll say, how about a family vacation? How about going snow skiing, doing something fun like that? Most of the time, it's one-sided. That's our human nature. And yes, that can be very unfortunate. But when we have the prayer for a miracle, when we're praying for something to happen in our lives, wanting something different than what we already have, that waiting can kill us, not literally, but figuratively. It haunts us at night. We have sleepless nights. We wake up early. We break out. Our cortisol level goes high. We want to eat more junk food as if we don't have enough junk food to eat. We get into arguments for no reason because we just want to be right. Because right now in our life, it just feels so wrong. Waiting is such a difficult time in our lives. And the thing is it doesn't go away. Waiting for me has been multitudes of times where it's happened. And yeah, I can remember a really, really tough time when my husband said he'd fallen out of love. That was a tough time. A time where I wanted everything to be better at a click, a snap of a finger. But God had other plans. And you know what? His timing was perfect. And can I say I would change that time? I guess maybe I would have liked to have shortened it. But what happened within that time was a miracle. It was God's miracle. And if I would have rushed it or tried to speed it up, fast forward it like a DVD or like my, you know, my MP3 or going through my playlist going skip, 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 skip. You can't skip through life like that. But oh, we try so hard because we want everything fixed immediately. And God says, I have other plans. He knows the plans he has for you. But the problem is we're the ones who are lost. Now, I know this is probably pretty heavy on the first Sunday in December. It's the beginning of Advent. When you think about it, the beginning of Advent, here it's preparation for what's to come. And what's to come? The birth of Jesus Christ. Did you ever think that you're waiting and you having to learn to be patient and going through the long suffering and the ups and the downs and the turns and the twists? All will lead to something amazing. I can only imagine how Mary felt when she was visited by the angel. I mean, it was a sin. She would be cast out because she wasn't married and she was going to be pregnant. And that was horrific back then. And Joseph couldn't believe it. But they had to be patient and they had to wait. And they had to trust and they had to have faith. James 1:3 says this, for you know that when your faith is rested, your endurance has a chance to grow. It's hard being patient. But I got to ask you, what are you longing for? What are you praying for? What are you saying, Lord, heal me from this? Help me escape from this. Help open another door instead of me walking through this door. We're all praying for a miracle. What's yours? Now, as you know, this is Sweet Spirit Sunday, and it's all about a time of reflection. And so my reflection for you today and throughout this week is this. Are you praying for God to show up? Because God, he makes his promises, and guess what? He keeps them too. Maybe not to the tune of what we want, but the tune of what He has designed for you. And it's easy for us to forget that. And when we're stuck in the middle of it all, it doesn't seem right. And sometimes how we want something to work out is not exactly how God sees it, because He's got a great big picture to look at. And ours is just so small. Can you imagine seeing the, you know, have you ever looked at the head of a nail? I'm talking a sewing nail or needle. Not a nail, but even a nail's head. Either way, it could go either direction. It's so small. But God sees the size of an ocean. He sees the whole world in a blink. Now, if that doesn't give you goosebumps on this first day of Advent, I don't know what's going to. But you see, I don't want you to lose hope. And so the question is this: are you praying for God to show up? Because remember, He does keep His promises. He keeps them. Or are you asking how He wants you to show up? There's a difference in that prayer. There's a difference of saying, Lord, I need You to do this for me, and I need it to happen right now. And if You do this, then I will do this. Yeah, I know, it sounds familiar, and I've done it too. It's the do or die. Come on, Lord, show me that You're real. I need a Christmas miracle. I've been praying for it. Where is it? Show up, God. Yet, if I was to flip it and say, Lord, I don't know what's to come, but I ask that You prepare the way for me, and that You ask me what I need to do in order to live out Your design. Tell me, show me the way, so that I can truly live out what You have created within me, because You know best. But we don't do that, do we? We set our demands. I know I'm guilty as charged. I'm guilty every day. But it's a good reminder for us to stop long enough. And what better way than the beginning of Advent? We're preparing for what's to come. Well, think about the pain that you're in, the long suffering. You're in preparation for what's to come. Maybe you don't know what's on the other side, but God does. And when your faith is rested in Him, your endurance has a chance to grow. He wants you to grow in Him. So are you asking how He wants you to show up? Ask Him, what do You want me to do, Lord? How can I better serve You and Your plan? Not, this is what I want You to do. We're all too much about, I don't know, self-gratification, feeling good about ourselves. What would happen if we stopped long enough and said, God, what makes You smile? Do you think that would change the way we pray for a miracle and how we see life? I know it's a little deep, but that's where my heart goes. And I'm hopeful that this will stir your heart and allow you to really reflect on what God has in store for you. We are down to what, 29 days? How crazy. And then it's going to be kicking in the new year. You've got time right now to seal 2017 with a bang and come in on a sleigh into 2018. I know God has big plans for you, bigger than you can even imagine. But the problem is we get in our own way. We do. I get in my own way all the time. And God has been revealing that to me. He's found ways to stop me in my tracks, to slow me down, so to speak. Yeah, He has a funny way of doing it. I don't always like it, but when I'm listening, I get it. And today, I want to ask you to listen to Him, to make time, to turn off the distractions, to escape the technology so you can fall in love with God. Because he's ultimately going to be the one who's going to answer the prayer for a miracle. It's not up to us. It's up to him. Ask him how he wants you to show up. Ask him how he wants you to serve, how he wants you to love. Maybe there's something that you haven't thought about, but if you stopped long enough, it would be revealed. And that's something that's been made very, very clear to me. Sometimes it is all about stopping and smelling the roses. He has a way of showing us what we want as soon as we're willing to stop and listen. May today be a reminder that God does work miracles. Continue to pray, because I promise you, he will show up. It's just whether or not are you ready to show up too. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.